Welcome back, everybody. We are with the Visit Julian podcast, and keeping with tradition, we are sharing information about a wonderful Julian business with a wonderful Julian business owner. This is Emily Stamets from the Old Julian Garage.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Just for the record, for those listening, there is no E on the end of the word old. And that took me a very long time to learn. Tyler would keep messaging me, there's no E. I'm like, I know there's no E. What is my problem?
It's not that old.
Right, yeah.
It's not old English old.
Yeah, it's just old.
It's just kind of old.
Yeah, well, that building was a garage in Julian 100 years ago, and I don't think either one of us, you know, have the knowledge to know about that, but I've seen, you know, old photos that people post, and it was actually...
It was in the 1920s.
Was it?
Yeah. So it's not as old as a lot of town.
Sure.
It's one of the newer buildings.
But then there's also a lot of buildings that were rebuilt because of the constant threat and devastation of fire.
And our building is all brick and concrete.
Yeah.
So...
And it was recently re-stuccoed and kind of made look pretty again. I think that was during...
That was before us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not too long ago. And
we had it. Did we have it painted? I don't even. Oh my gosh. I feel like it hasn't even been that long.
I do think it was during you in the very beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like one of the first things we did is have it repainted.
Yeah. Cause there was water damage from, the separate. Now let's all talk technical for people who don't care about it. I remember that the stucco was like separating from the wood. And so water was coming down. So anyway, now it's a new old garage.
Yes.
And it's big.
It is big because
big
it used to be a garage.
Right?
So you can actually drive a car into, well, it has been built up a little bit around where you normally would have been able to drive
right.
a car.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But the idea is like you could probably fit 3 or 4 cars side by side in there.
Yeah, it's a big place.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
And I know that it's in a constant state of growth, at least as far as what I can see. Because I know when you first all open, you know, it was like, you could see that you could park 3 or 4 cars in there, you know, right? I was like, hey, I could park my car in there.
Let's talk about that story.
Sure.
So the previous owner retired in December of 2019, which was, gosh, things just look so shiny in December of 2019.
Right, yeah.
So our family was like, well, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, we know that we're pretty good at running stores in this town, and we'd like to, like, have the opportunity to do one that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and took over the lease in January of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Great timing.
Super great timing. Again, at the time, it was like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, the world was looking pretty awesome. And then we wanted to renovate because we wanted to, you know, lay our own style over the store, of course. And so we went in and started, you know, just cleaning stuff out, like removing some older displays that we wanted to replace.
Mm-hmm.
We put up new, like stuff on the walls, like corrugated metal and stuff on the walls.
Which is like my favorite. I love
thank you. I know
metal.
That actually we got from the Buffalo Ranch.
Oh, Starby.
Right down the road.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I spent a very long, sweaty day hosing it off.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Anyway, so we were in the middle of all that when everything got shut down. Our original open date, we were like, we might be able to open like middle of March.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
March 20th. That would have been perfect.
Right. So, so we were like, but April 1st, like for sure, we would love to open on April 1st.
Yeah.
So that was our goal. And then of course everything shut down.
Yeah.
We had planned on hiring crews to do a lot of the heavy stuff.
Mm.
We couldn't do that. So it was really just the four of us, me, my husband, and my in-laws, Chris and Camry, were all in there just doing it all ourselves for the most part.
And the bummer, excuse me for interjecting, is because you were a new business, you didn't qualify for any COVID relief at all. So you were really stretching it out.
Yeah.
Whereas other people were getting checks left and right.
Yeah. And we're really lucky that we knew that, you know, we just know having run several businesses, like we know that we need to plan on losing money for the first years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were comfortable being like, okay, well, we're just not going to start making money, but we were prepared to have a loss.
Sure.
So we went into it at least like ready for that. Where was I going with this?
I know.
So
it was just the, it was just the four of us.
We did a lot of the work ourselves. We did hire some people to come in and do, some like big vacuuming in the attic space, stuff like that. Where was I going with this?
I think it was just wanted to open my March 1st, then April 1st, and then, shut down.
Oh, so that's right, because we're talking about the store being empty. Yes. So the other thing is that with everything being shut down, we were like, we don't know when it's going to open back up. We don't know what people are going to be wanting from the world when it opens back up.
Yeah.
So when we were doing our first orders for merchandise, we were super conservative.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we filled definitely we have like a front room that we call the boutique, and we had that somewhat filled, and there was a little bit of the rest of the space, and everything else we had roped off. So when you first walked in those first couple of months, it was just like, an empty garage with like a couple of things.
Yeah. But it makes sense. It was smart, like you said, and you guys have that kind of experience. So since we keep talking about that, let's clarify with the listeners that your family also owns the Warm Hearth.
Indeed.
And which is a very beloved, I don't know how long they've been here, as long as I've been here. They've been here a very long time, and loved by the locals, loved by the visitors. So just for those listening, they would now know what you're talking about as far as multiple businesses. Warm Hearth, right across the street.
And then also, you know, my husband is also a real estate agent. I have a coaching business and, you know, do several other things. So we just, like, there's been a lot of, like, entrepreneurship.
Yeah, yeah.
Successes and failures, I'd say.
Let's just stick with the successes. Your husband sold my son his house, so.
Oh,
hey, So that's why your business has continued to grow. And,
right, because we couldn't not grow.
Exactly.
Because we started very small.
Sure.
And it was really fun, actually, in those first few months to kind of like see what people were interested in purchasing and kind of like lean into those different categories of merchandise, and then just like slowly allow things to like leak into the rest of the store and like build up the rest of the store.
Right.
So it really did have a nice organic beginning as far as how things are laid out and the displays that are there, because it was sort of like we had the space and the opportunity to build things out as we needed them. We didn't have to make all of those decisions right from the get-go.
Right. And like you said in your couple of sentences ago, that allowed you the opportunity to really organically grow because you saw what your customers were interested in. And like you said, lean into that rather than, you know, throw caution to the wind, get a bunch of stuff you think people are going to like. And, you know, you guys obviously, because of your successes in retail, you know, you would have a good eye on that, but it almost seems like a little bit of a better way to grow than, you know, like okay, well, this didn't sell and it sits in the storeroom or what have you.
It's a lot less, it's like trial and error without so much error.
Right.
It's like just trial from the get-go.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law Camry does the ordering for the Warm Hearth, and she just has a phenomenal eye for stuff like she just has a really good sense of what is going to make people feel really delighted and really like especially with the Warm Hearth, like really cozy.
Yeah.
So she just has an amazing eye for that, and I'm really grateful that I had the chance to learn from her when it comes to like how to select things and how to look at, like, this thing might be a great product, but if it's not packaged interestingly, or like there are things to look at that I was like, I had no idea. I was like, this thing just looks super fun.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing. And she'd be like, hold on a second. Yeah. Like, let's really think this through.
Yeah.
So I was really grateful that I had her
awesome.
Experience on my side.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
So obviously you took over a building that had been occupied by someone else for a very long time. So I know just working here at the Chamber, there are certain expectations when people walk into that store, and it's a little bit different. So there was, and I told you before we started recording that I was going to ask you about this because I want to be good to my listeners and our followers. So this lady had asked about, well, the store used to have all these Christmas ornaments. And so I said, pay attention. I'll be doing a podcast and we can find out about that. So we did talk a little bit about that. So why don't you talk about what the difference in the ornament situation is from before to now?
Yes. That is still a thing people come looking for. Another thing was the military pins.
Mm.
Folks have kind of stopped coming and looking for those, but that was a big thing that people expected at the beginning. Mm. And it was hard to turn those folks away.
Sure.
But we knew that we knew what we wanted the store to be for ourselves.
Yeah.
So the layout of the store is that, okay, how do we start? Okay, so imagine you've got like an auto shop, right? And then you have this front room. I wish I could draw it for people. You've got this front room.
We can share pictures on the show notes. All right.
So you've got a front room that you imagine it like that's where you would go in and be the office, right? That's where you check in with the guys to be like, I need my tires fixed or whatever.
Right.
Cool. So we've turned that into like a boutique. So that's, it's painted white. It's like really crisp and clean in there. And then you've got the rest of the auto shop. And then on the back wall of the building, an interior wall has been built. And there is, what, like 8 or 10 feet, I think. So it's just like a narrow alleyway all down the entire width of the building there. And what it used to be is those used to be four separate doors into that space. So there were four separate like little like mini rooms, each like maybe 8 by 8.
Oh, and were they thematic?
They were thematic to each other. Yeah. So like one was like had some crystals in it. One was the Christmas ornament room.
So it was like an old bed and breakfast.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And one was like the hot sauce room. I think that's how they were. And then one was the staff room, which is obviously off limits. So what we did is there is another wonderful business owner in town, Patricia, who has run the Julian...
Jewel Box.
Thank you, the Jewel Box. I was like, the name is not coming to my brain. So what we did is we closed off those three spaces, the ornament room, the crystal room, the hot sauce room, made those one big space.
For her.
And now Patricia's in there. Yeah. So she has a beautiful, like super cozy, really bright, cheery spot for her business, which is a much better placement. She used to be in the back of the Warm Heart.
Right.
Which is tricky because there's like, it's not totally accessible because there's a lot of stairs.
And well, and then really not everybody makes their way down there. And exactly. This way she's a lot more, she's and her talent needs to be visible. Right. She's amazing.
Yeah. So, so come see Patricia. So that's why we made that decision is really to support another business owner in town and to give her a space that is more worthy of the work that she does.
Right.
And then we do lots of fun Christmas ornaments during Christmas time. I think we really, we personally, slightly speaking for my husband Tyler and I, we like to start Christmas after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I hear you.
Right. Yeah. And obviously, like, for the business, we have to start Christmas a little bit earlier.
Sure.
But we just we're not in love with, like, the oversaturation of Christmas throughout the year. And we know that there are a lot of other things that we can offer if we don't use the space for Christmas ornaments all year
round. To be honest, since you said you like to support other business, there are other businesses in this town that sell ornaments all year long. Yeah, that you can get them down at Winola Junction. You can get them at the Mercantile. But it's also, and I like your way of thinking, is it makes it special. Like, people are going to fall in love with your store. That's the way things happen. So they've got to say... next year, you know, the ornaments are out at the old garage with no E and we're going to go, let's go, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that creates a sense of anticipation, which is like, you're talking about the oversaturation. Doreen and I were talking, I interviewed Doreen from Fort Cross yesterday and I made a couple of Walmart jokes and she was saying they're already removing Halloween stuff and replacing it with Christmas stuff. And if we didn't buy that stuff, apparently we do as a human.
Clearly, somebody
has. Somebody's buying that stuff. Yeah. But I like the idea of the anticipation and the excitement of when you're going to put out your Christmas stuff. I think that's super cool.
I agree. And honestly, like, I think what I have learned, and, you know, I haven't been hanging out in Julian for that long, but what I have seen is that folks come here for specific holidays and like times of year, expecting those times of year.
Right.
So like we get people coming up, it's December and they'll come up and be like, why isn't there snow?
Right.
And I'm like, well, it didn't snow. So that's why there's no snow. But there's this expectation that like, oh, I'm going to Julian. It's going to be Christmas up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think if you, if we took down Halloween before Halloween, then people wouldn't have the Halloween experience of coming to Julian.
Sure.
So we really love fall. Like we love boosting up fall stuff. We are moving towards going deeper into Halloween at the garage. And then like we want to do Halloween before we start Christmas.
Absolutely.
Like we want to do one thing before the other.
Yeah.
And I think it does create that anticipation. And then also just the experience of like, being in a place and be like, oh my gosh, the beanies are out. It's beanie season, right? And I don't want it to be, it's 90 degrees outside already.
Right.
And I don't want it to be beanie season.
Exactly.
Yet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
totally. I have very personal, very strong feelings about this, obviously.
And you articulate them very well. So tell people what kind of products that they could expect to find in your store.
Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. So we are, we really wanted to be different from the other stores that are in town because there's no need to step on anyone's toes, first of all. And we really want, you know, to support the other businesses in town. So we lean a little bit more modern mm-hmm. than what you might expect to find in Julian, which makes sense being in a garage building that's sure. a little older than the other yeah. historic buildings in mm-hmm. town. So we're a little bit more modern. You're going to find a little more, you're going to definitely find more profanity in mm-hmm. our store than most places. Mm-hmm. You're going to find a little more like pop culture stuff. We have we're working on building our selection of tiki mugs. We have a bunch of, right oh, now, how actually, cool. let me just shout this out. We have some very cool, like, Halloween-themed tiki mugs. Very so we have, like, cool. Pennywise from It, and we have Jason Voorhees, and we have, like, Freddy Krueger as tiki mugs.
That is so
which is
cool.
super fun.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, just leaning into, like, pop culture, you're going to find lots of cool t-shirts, rock bands. We do our own custom logos for Julian, so you'll find custom Julian logo stuff. Hats, patches. We do a really fun selection of cocktail-themed accessories.
Oh, cool. So my daughter would love that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. So we have some one of my favorite things is we have a decanter that's shaped like a unicorn, which is really fun. We have a bunch of, like, infusion kits. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, you dump your own alcohol in there and let it sit, and then you get this, like, beautiful spicy whiskey or whatever you're into.
Oh, very cool.
What else have we got? We've got a bunch of games. I'm working on building up a fun selection of, like, games for grown-ups. Things that are, like, not just for kids.
So you know? I know, personally, with you, we spent some time, and you had the Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, that was...
But you had a different, like, version. Yeah. And so is that something that people would find there yet?
I don't... Well, that's super niche, because that one... Can I shout no, out a I product just, that's not from town?
Yeah. No, I... Oh, yeah. Please okay, do. Right. But, yeah, because your store is in town. So, yeah anything you have there. I just... I didn't necessarily mean that particular card pack, yeah. but, like, the game
but
itself.
But stuff like that, yeah. So we don't have Cards Against Humanity, because we do try to carry things that you can't find in Target.
Exactly.
But we do have a really fun selection of games that there's like three games that this company just started. Ransom Notes, Charty Party, and Puns of Anarchy.
Oh, wow.
And they're all games that you can play with like any number of people. They make really good party games. Mm-hmm. One of them, Ransom Notes, is you get those little fridge magnets, you know, those poetry magnets.
Yeah, oh, totally.
But then it's like you grab a handful of them, so you only have what's in front of you, and then you have to like explain to the host at a party that you just blocked up their toilet. And you have to like use the whatever magnets you have in front of you to explain it.
I think I have that
super
game. For some reason, I think my kids do it because we're big family game people. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if we played it with cookie sheets or something, but because you put the magnets
super
on those.
Fun. So that one, and then we also bought a bunch of like fridge magnet sets that you can buy to like supplement that. Mm. So we have one that's like all F word. We have one that's all like pot related. We have one that's like work words.
So this is not a game for the children.
It's not a game for the children. I mean, you can play it. I think it's like, they recommend like adults, but you could probably play it with like 12 and up.
Yeah.
They'd be
interested. Yeah. Especially
because like the game itself doesn't have like profanity in it.
Right. You're the person who does that.
Yeah, I am the person who does
not
that.
Not you.
I bring profanity everywhere I go.
I know. I meant you as in the player of the game, but that works as well. So yeah. Good. I know that one of the big things I spent a ton of money on, because it's just something that we like in our game room, is I bought a gajillion dollars worth of stickers at your store.
So many stickers! I love it. I love it so much. That was such a surprise for us.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, obviously, I think the world knows that everyone loves stickers,
right.
but we didn't realize how much they love stickers.
Yeah.
So
we're all children at heart. That's what
I know,
I'm
right?
saying.
We started with a very conservative, we had just a tabletop spinner of stickers. Mm-hmm. We got like the minimum order from the company. We still carry them. They're mm-hmm. fantastic. And they flew
mm-hmm.
just right from the get-go. And so we now have three floor spinners. So they're like 5 feet tall or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like so people can get a visual. Kind of like those things that you would see greeting cards on back in the old day that spin around.
Or like sunglasses. Yeah. So it spins around and it's just, they're all just covered with stickers.
Mm-hmm.
We carry many different vendors now because we like to have a bunch of different styles.
Sure.
And they're delightful. Yeah. I think, I mean, you could seriously, and people do, you could spend So let's say it's cold, right? Let's draw the write the story here.
Okay.
It's cold day in Julian. You've come up, you've expected snow, there's no snow. So now you have to occupy yourself by shopping.
Right.
You got your beanie on, even though it's 85 degrees because it's California. And you walk into the store, you peel off your gloves, and there is a fire going in our little oven stove thing. What is that called? It's a pellet stove.
Yeah.
So it's called a stove.
Yeah,
okay,
pellet stove.
So we've got that going. And it's right in the center of the room, and it's warm and cozy, and there's all these stickers are just on these things. You could spend probably an hour and a half.
Wow.
Just, like, looking at every sticker and reading every sticker. Same with our greeting cards. We have really sassy greeting cards. So you could spend just, like, you could just occupy yourself.
Yeah.
It's like going into a library, but and just, like, reading all day, but it's stickers and cards.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You painted an amazing picture.
Thank
I'd like to say that I appreciate that very much. So is there anything that people might not know that you carry that they should know? Like, first of all, the name of the car is the name of the shop is The Garage. There's some car stuff in there, right?
There's a little bit of
car
stuff.
Car themed
yeah.
things.
We have some good, really good, like, tin and aluminum signs, mm-hmm. like garage signs.
Yeah, those are
cool. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. We have, you know what we have right now that I think is really cool is brew your own beer kits. Which I think are phenomenal gifts.
Yeah.
It comes with everything you need. Mm-hmm. They're branded too. So there's like a stone brewing, like a stone IPA in there. So like several different, like, really well-known, beers. I'm not a big beer person. I can't remember them off the top of my head,
that's
but I was like, when I was shopping for them, I was like, oh, even I recognize
them. Right. These names.
So
yeah.
That's a fantastic gift.
Yeah. And Christmas is around.
It is around. Like, get it now.
Yeah.
And then we have also a large, beautiful selection of Brewmate beverage containers.
Okay, cool.
That's like, take your drink with you and go. Uh-huh. And they are for alcohol stuff, but uh-huh. also, like, I just use mine for my tea in the
sure,
morning. So
sure.
What else do we have that, like...
Yeah, just something that's, like, that would surprise people. But I think that was good. The beer kits were surprising to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
you know
very cool.
What else we have that's... Okay, and candles. People like a lot of candles.
Yeah.
We have a really nice candles. But the other thing that people really love that was another, like, delightful thing to discover is tiny music boxes. Like little crank music boxes. It's like the size, maybe
like
2 inches.
Oh, not, so you said music boxes. I'm thinking like a tiny iPod or something. But
yeah,
no, you're talking the
like
little wind up
little
thing.
Like an actual little wind up, like crank it
yourself.
Because
it's nostalgic. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cute. So yeah. we have like a nice like Beatles catalog in those. You can get almost any
See?
Beatles song.
That, there you go.
Super fun.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
right.
I'm glad I asked. There's always something to delve a little deeper
so
into.
Delightful. Yeah.
So we're coming up on 23 minutes.
Amazing.
And who has that kind of attention span? So
I don't know.
So I always ask at the end of the podcast, just in case, is there like something I forgot to ask you that you want to make sure that we talked about? And it's okay to say no, because that just means I'm amazing and I'll
right.
take that compliment.
Right. Well, let me think, like, what is the thing that I would want people to know about Julian or the store? You know what? This is the thing that I think is really nice, is that our employees, and obviously the four of us owners, really love this store.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably hear that a lot in Julian, because hopefully people love their
well,
business
it's their passion.
They started,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's so nice to, like, I'm so happy every time I walk into that store mm-hmm. to see the people that work with us.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do a really good job of listening to them, and like sometimes they like bring products of like we really should carry this, and we listen to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like just really awesome people. So like I think another reason to walk into our store is the people who work there.
That's great.
Just to like get their smiles into
yeah.
your brain.
Yeah, say hidey ho, neighbor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Emily, thank you so much for coming and talking about The Garage. I think it's a great addition to Julian. I love the new, fresh look of it. And for those of you in your head saying, where is this place? Well, come on now. Come on. You should know where it is. But it is diagonally across from Town Hall and right next door to the Miner's Diner and also Apple Alley
We're
Bakery.
We're right between Miner's Diner and Apple.
Yeah.
Big, it looks like just a big beige building.
Oh, it's also the most visible building on the webcam.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
and actually, and now we're just gonna make this thing go a little longer. This was Tyler, your husband. But I do want to say amazing and thank you. When the pandemic hit and we couldn't do a country Christmas, the chamber really wanted to still celebrate the season, but in obviously a responsible, scaled back way, mm-hmm. because we have to please a very large amount of people who have a lot of different opinions. So thank you so much for allowing us to place our 16-foot Christmas tree right in front of your store during that holiday. And we hope to continue that now, regardless of the big Christmas tree that we're doing around town. I'd love to see that tree here forever, if that, you know, if
that's possible. Really nice. It was really nice for us too to like just, you know, walk outside or like just even peek out the window and see it right there. It was really
cheerful. And lots of photo people, lots of photo ops that people were taking. So when they stopped for the tree, they stopped for the garage. So it was a win-win. So thank you so much for helping us bring that to Main Street.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for having me, thank you for coming.
Super fun.
All right. Over and out, everybody.